It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Almost everything in the story you're about to hear resonates through American history.
It's a story set in Vicksburg, Mississippi, the scene of a famous siege in the Civil War.
It involves a branch of Highway 61, a legendary road that African Americans used to migrate north.
And of course, there's the Mississippi River, now in the midst of another great flood, among the largest on record. The high water is expected to crest at Vicksburg tomorrow, and NPR's Kerry Kahn is there.
Doug Jeter stands on the side of Vicksburg's business route 61.
Well, you see where that boat is right now? That's my field. It's 100 acres there that I'm supposed to be farming.
Jeter has 500 acres in all, and it's all under at least 10 feet of water. That's terrible for his wheat and soybean crops, but he says it's been great for boaters.
That's what I told somebody. I ought to get my son, and I got a ski boat, take him out there with a tube, let him tube across my wheat field.
All joking aside, Jeter is in financial trouble. He does have flood insurance, but this is the third year out of four that his fields have flooded. He was hoping with the high price of wheat this year, he would finally clear his debts. Why not farm away from the river?
Really, there's no land to find. I mean, it's all took up, you know. That's what everybody's doing. They're looking for higher ground if they can find it.
The Army Corps of Engineers says the river is over 57 feet, the highest recorded level since they started taking readings more than 100 years ago. Tomorrow, engineers say the river will finally crest, and it's not a moment too soon. You can pretty much hear a collective sigh of relief all over town.
The end is Thursday.
Carl Harris and his team of city workers are putting out another couple thousand sandbags in front of the river's path.
I'm actually tired of it. Yeah, I've been out on it for about the last 2 weeks, so yes, it's been a tremendous stress on us.
Harris is struggling to keep the river off Highway 61, the main road into the port of Vicksburg. About a third of the jobs in the county depend on the port.
Our rail access is shut off, and our barge access is shut off.
Wayne Mansfield is the port director. He says the losses are mounting.
There's no way to dock. Our T-dock is underwater. Our overhead bridge crane is underwater.
The only way in is by truck. In May alone, he estimates the port will lose nearly 20% of its annual revenues. June doesn't look any better. Businesses in the historic downtown are feeling the pinch, too.
Tour buses are canceling. B&Bs are having cancellations. And, you know, I mean, there's a misconception about that you can't get here at all. And you can get here.
Sally Bullard runs the Main Street Market Cafe. She's a couple blocks from the river, two blocks up a really steep hill.
But I mean, you know, business is open, Vicksburg's. You know, it will survive.
Tourism always slows down a bit as the days get hotter here, but even in May and June, you still see plenty of people traveling the Blues Trail, the road trip down the state's historical blues sites. There's usually even traffic on the lesser-known Tamale Trail.
Not tamale than the red, huh? Yes, you got them myself. Not tamale than the red, huh? Yes, you got them myself.
Blues master Robert Johnson recorded this song about the Delta's love of tamales back in 1936. With all the flooding, though, several stops on the Pecant Path are inaccessible. In Vicksburg, Solly's Hot Tamales is open. Longtime owner Jewel Dean McCain says her small storefront is high and dry. No one really knows for sure how the tamale was first introduced to the Delta. McCain says some think it was Mexican migrants who brought them here. Or even before that, some say Mississippi soldiers returning from the U.S.-Mexican War brought the recipe back with them.
As far as I know, nobody's figured that one out.
Whatever the origin, McCain says just come try them. She's open and the tamales are hot.
Hot tamale than the red hot. Yes, you got them on sale.
Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Vicksburg, Mississippi.